Now, what are we doing next? Well, I talked. Paul, how are you doing? Are you all right?
I am very well. How are you, Dave?
Good. I'm very good indeed. We're going to take a look at some movies. So, Paul Byrne, what's happening movie-wise in terms of the big screen, first of all?
Well, it's a good weekend for Irish film, mainly because there's a very, very good Irish film, Calvary, and a pretty good Irish film called The Last Days on Mars. So, yeah, it's a good weekend, actually, movie-wise.
Okay, so Calvary-wise, tell us all about Calvary.
Well, this is the beautiful Brendan Gleeson. He's reunited with John Michael McDonagh. They did The Guard before together. This one is set in a small Sligo town, and really at the core of it, it's about small town Ireland's kind of attitude towards the church now, because he plays a good man, a sincere man, a good priest, who at the very start of the film, in the opening scene, an unknown person in the confession box tells him he's going to kill him on Sunday week, not because he's done anything wrong, but because killing a good priest is better than killing a bad one. The bad one having abused this particular man while he was a child, but is now deceased. So he's left with, he's told, you know, some days to get his house in order. Now, during this time, he's trying to, you know, deal with this, but also deal with a town full of kind of eccentric characters and some of them quite hateful and wonderful actors playing all these various different strands of supporting characters. But we're always sort of aware of this coming Sunday that's going to, you know, his last day on this earth possibly, and he's going to have to finally confront who it is that has told him that he's going to die on this day. So it's a very sweet mix of some comedy in there, but also this growing sense of unease and this growing sense of, you know, what Ireland is like today and how we feel about the church, as I say, in particular. But there's a lot of issues that are sort of thrown in there amongst all the kind of wacky characters.
So you make it sound like it might be kind of moving on one side and maybe slightly black comedy on another.
You know what? That's what it is. The McDonaghs, both the McDonaghs love their black noir comedy, and they're very sort of sarcastic people, I think, at the heart of it. Aidan Gillen's...
Sorry, you say both McDonaghs. Tell us the two McDonaghs.
Well, the other McDonagh, of course, has done, you know, Seven Psychopaths and Bruges, and they're, you know, they've got great reputations on the stage, and, you know, there's a little bit of a dig about plays at the Abbey here, Wonderful Little Lion. There's a sort of self-awareness to their work, I think, now at this stage, especially on screen, like Tarantino, which they get compared to a lot. There's a sort of awareness of what cinema has done before, and there's nods to the to work that's gone previously. There's a smartness to it, but what got me about this film is there's a tenderness to it. There is a sense of, you know, he's looking for a beating heart at the centre of all that kind of, you know, gallows humour. And there's a growing, and I think it's all down to Gleeson, you know, great writing and all that, and lovely supporting cast, but Gleeson is just perfect to this. I couldn't imagine anybody else doing this as well.
A bit of a serious cast. I mean, Chris O'Dowd is there, Kelly Riley, Aidan Gillen, Dylan Moran, David Wilmot, Emmett Walsh, Pat Short, Killian Scott.
There's times when you're looking at it and, you know, there's four or five actors, you know, giving it loads in a bar, and you sort of feel these are all pretty much at the top of their game, and this is a, you know, both luck and skill and good fortune that he's got this kind of cast. And I think he attracted it because The Guard was such a success. And
yeah, I mean, you can't talk about this movie without talking about The Guard. Now, for those who maybe didn't like The Guard, this is a very different thing, isn't it?
It is a very different thing, and I think deliberately so. I think I'd say young John Michael just decided, I don't want to be tagged as, you know, this sort of Tarantino thing of just being kind of black-humoured and slightly Carry-On-esque, I think, in The Guard. I don't think there was a kind of, you know, a reality there, really, ultimately. And I think they just wanted to sort of show that he can move us. And there's a, you know, shades of Middleton, and there's various different, you know, other films have gone into this area that I think is, as I say, quite a sweet surprise. You know, you don't expect it from when you're going in. You assume it's going to be a lot of tongue-in-cheek humour.
All right, well, John Michael McDonagh's Calvary with out front Brendan Gleeson and everybody else I mentioned as well. That's this weekend on the big screen at your local cinemas. What's the other Irish one you mentioned?
Well, The Last Day on Mars, it's actually an Irish director, Rory Robinson. He has sort of made it known, a friend of mine.
That if he had more money, I remember.
Yeah, he just feels that, you know, he didn't finish the film the way he wanted to finish it. But having said that, I still think it's a very strong film. It's a sci-fi, as the title suggests. We've got a mission, it's up on Mars. It's got just 19 hours left on its mission when we join them. They're all a little bit jaded and a little bit, the whole thing's become routine, and they're disappointed that nothing, you know, appeared to have life on Mars on their radar. But one guy we quickly learn has discovered something and doesn't want to tell the others, and heads out with a reluctant co-host to do a fake repair job to examine this bacteria. And before you know it, he vanishes down a large black hole. And
what you've said so far sounds like about 10 movies I've seen over the last 20 years.
That is the trick of it. You know, you go on Mars, and is there life left on Mars, you know, when it comes to the sci-fi genre? Because people have done this before, and there is a degree of, you know, we know in a way what's going to happen. But when it does happen, it's still done with a certain amount of style. And you've got, again, aided by the cast. You know, you've got Liev Schreiber, who's a wonderful actor in the lead role. You've got Romain Gary. You've got Olivia Williams. You've got, you know, you've got a sense of Elias Katiz. You've got a sense that this is an international film. It's not, you know, an Irish guy just struggling through an unknown cast. These people would have been drawn by what they believed was something a little bit different. And it's not entirely, you know, original, as you say, and it doesn't have a huge impact. But I actually was, you know, I was delighted that it wasn't, you know, something that you felt was particularly Irish or particularly...
So Rory Robinson, a name to look out for in the future.
Big time. Sounds big like time, yeah, yeah. No, I thought he did a great job here, and I'm sure when he gets the budget next time, he'll be a much happier man.
When you say science fiction and that, it's a science fiction thriller.
Yeah, and as often they are. I mean, I think one of the obvious reference points will be Alien here. You know, everyone's looking to see who is the Ian Holm and the gang. Who's the next one that's infected?
All that mistrust stomach,
concealed in an area that you can't escape from. And, you know, nicely done though in this film, I thought.
The John Hurt. Okay, well, that's been a bit far maybe, but the Raid 2.
Yeah,
I saw the Raid 1.
Yeah, and a lot of people love the Raid. I think there's obviously a few that don't, but I thought it was terrific. I thought it was the idea.
That was good. No question.
Again, that concealed idea that
floor by floor by floor by floor.
Just working his way up kung fu and the crap out of everybody on every floor. And you know,
there was a fight towards the end that people thought was one of the best things about the movie. I thought, okay, come on now, guys, come on. That's with the brother.
Yeah.
Who turned out to be the baddie.
Well, what's really going on here, it's a ballet of violence. And I think the guy this time around, Gareth Evans, a Welsh guy who you know, had the smart idea of going out to Indonesia and making a pure martial arts film with real, you know,
when the Raid 1 came out, he said, wait a minute, this director is from Wales?
Yeah. And it would be that thing of, you know, this in a way is Overkill Bill. It is that thing again at the Tarantino reference of you know, white boy sees a wonderful genre film and decides to jump on it and decides to, he can make a film just as good as the originals. So that's the way this one works. I think the guy decided, I've got the budget this time, I'm going to turn everything up to 11 at the very least. And he does. It just widens out. It goes from obviously the building. We joined the action 2 hours after the raid on the building. And from there, it just turns into a very kind of elaborate takedown of a crime boss. And our main guy goes into prison undercover to try and infiltrate a crime family by befriending the son of a major crime boss. And it has a huge amount of character, but more importantly, it's a huge amount of itchy and scratchy violence, beyond belief violence, you know, where they just treat it like a cartoon. And the screening I saw, which was a nice full house screening in Dublin, huge amount of laughter. Even when, you know, a head has been pummeled into the floor, there's a sort of groan and laugh at the same time. So the guy is, you know, having this notion of having, you know, the grindhouse kick to it, and we know we're laughing at the whole bizarre craziness of it and the Blue Peter inventiveness of the violence. You know, people just pick up objects around them.
The grindhouse, the Blue Peter, and also the people who are doing this.
Well, the video game, the speed is so important because there's such a culture now of accepting violence as a part of the entertainment and being able to remove yourself from obviously the influence and all those things that people get very worked up about. I think this is so cartoonish and so deliberately OTT that you couldn't but just, you know, laugh.
Okay, but laugh as in probably enjoy it too. So
yeah,
all right. So it's thumbs up all the way for 2 hours. Yeah, okay, yeah. 2 Irish movies, Calvary and the Raid, and that's the Raid 2, and the other one, of course, is The Last Days on Mars, the Irish movie. Yeah. Now, what's on video or what's on DVD or what's
the rentable? The big one this week is American Hustle, which is just one of those movies that everybody, you know, felt would be a huge awards winner. It did win some awards, but it kind of, the heat went off and around the Oscar time because ultimately it's a very slick, beautiful movie. David O. Russell, he knows what he's doing. He's a good director, you know, The Fighter and so forth. He's won quite a lot of awards before. We've been here before. This 70s idea of, you know, when you think of, you know, Goodfellas and Boogie Nights and all that, there is a great, rich tapestry of films that open up a kind of a costume party, and we want that kick-ass soundtrack, and we want all the crazy characters that were allowed to roam the streets in those days that aren't almost, you know, allowed anymore. And I think here, it for me, it just slightly overcooked. It was slightly too rich in its familiarity. Great little performances and an enjoyable movie overall, but that sense of it being particularly special, you know, great director takes on a wonderful era, a good story with a good cast. It just, for me, never quite kicked in the way I hoped it would. Yeah,
in some ways I kind of would go along with that entirely, all right. And in some ways I'd go along with that entirely. Let me go back on that for a second. I go along with that entirely. I must say, I did like the movie and all the rest of it.
Yeah, it's admirable and it's fun, but you know, you're kind of, you do expect a little bit more from it. You expect
one of the things that really got me that I didn't like about the movie was that the centre of it all, even though this isn't really the main thing, but the centre of it all does a sting, and the sting isn't good enough.
Yeah,
it's just not well done enough.
Sure, and there is a a danger in these movies too, that, you know, it becomes about the haircut and the look and the feel.
Yeah, and just, a lot of, and particularly know, the mumbling of Mr. Welsh guy in it.
Yeah.
He mumbles a lot.
And when you see people like Louis C.K. and all that, you know you're in good company, and you know that, you know, everyone's looking the same way to make a good, interesting movie. And Amy Adams and Bradley Cooper and the great Jennifer Lawrence and all that. I mean, there's a lot to
Jeremy
enjoy.
Jeremy Renner has a good hairstyle in it. He's got the best hairstyle. Okay, that's American Hustle. And any more on DVD?
Well, we mentioned, and the only thing is, I don't know if you've covered it already, but we just tell people to avoid Las Vegas, which is, you know, grumpy old men behaving badly.
That,
it's like the Hangover's Hangover,
I thought that
you know.
Was terrible
and
movie.
It's just a shame when people like
Michael Douglas is the main guy and the others then.
Yeah, and I know that people sign on for these things in the hope that it'll be fun for them as much as fun for us. And, you know, there's no harm done sometimes, but sometimes there is harm done. It's just like it's a waste of time. It's going to go
it's
through the system.
It's about four guys over 60 who go to Vegas for whatever reason.
And we've been, again,
Michael Douglas
been
doesn't
here
get on with Robert De Niro, and he has to.
Hollywood's chasing the grey pound. There's a lot of money out there now. The older people are going to the cinemas again, and you get stuff like the Marigold Hotel and all that, and they make money, and that's, you know, they just feel, well, we can maybe just, you know, surprise people and make a little bit of extra cash on the side, and everyone has a good time, but everyone doesn't have a good time.
No, Last Vegas doesn't work.
No,
American Hustle does. Okay. All right, Paul Byrne, thanks a million for dropping in to talk to us movie-wise. I don't know if you...